Hi, this is Dave from Audio Architect Apparel. Welcome to our first podcast. I've got no idea what we're going to be talking about or how it's going to go. So fingers crossed, it's going to be good. Today, I've got Rog with me, my best mate.
I was his sidekick.
Robin. He's my Wookiee. Or is it the other way around? I think you're Han Solo, aren't you? And I'm definitely the Wookiee.
Yeah, definitely go like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. So, Rog, please introduce yourself.
I'm Rog.
Hi, Rog.
And I'll be on this podcast.
And you are?
For the foreseeable future.
Yes.
Correcting every mistake you make.
I make a lot
Hopefully
of mistakes.
Amusing the audience as we go on.
Well, we'll see.
Okay,
we'll
see. Good.
Thank you.
Why are you doing it? Why are you taking this ridiculous step into the unknown wilderness that is clothing and fashion?
Well, why did I do that? Well, you know where it started.
David, tell me from the start. Because I'm
David.
That child over there is down to know.
David.
Yeah. I always call you David.
You do call me David, yeah.
Child trying to call you David as well.
He is, yeah. So why are we here, first of all? We're in the Foundry Project.
Okay.
We're in the Foundry Project in Harrogate.
That's free beers for us for the rest of the week.
That's the idea. Shh, don't tell them. They don't know yet. Hopefully.
Okay.
Well, where did it come from? So, I reckon. Well, I don't reckon. I was there.
Yes.
It was. So, obviously, like, quite a bit of history behind it. But
let's go for the pre-seed version.
The pre-seed version is. So when I was there, coming up with these ideas. So it started at a conference. In Leeds, funnily enough, called Plaza, which is like an event for the entertainment industry, but not the cool entertainment industry, the really geeky side of the entertainment industry.
You fit it in brilliantly then.
I did, yeah.
Were you leading this conference? Did you set it up?
I was doing a seminar.
Oh.
Actually,
of course,
I had been asked.
Yeah.
So I'd...
You were the guest presenter at a nerds conference.
Pretty much.
Sorry, I don't want to offend any of the nerds, obviously, but go on, carry on.
Well, you can't class
don't
yourselves.
Don't worry, they'll be the only ones listening to this.
Yeah. So it was that I'd been asked to do a seminar at this conference, and it's a pretty geeky conference. It's like full of like sound equipment, lighting equipment, staging.
Hiya.
And it was I'd done my
can we edit this like down like from the 7 minutes it already
yeah,
is
yeah. Yeah, of course it's not just going to be
go on flying
so
you were at this conference for geeks and you were presenting.
I think we should start this bit again.
Can carry on. I think it's good we're talking about the geeks and the presenting.
Yeah
so you're presenting at a geek fest.
Presenting yeah.
Where you're talking about microphones and sound recording and that kind of good stuff.
So I was doing this seminar called The Art of Mixing a Show, which is the name of my book, funnily enough. Who knew? Thank you. And it was that, it was at that conference when I did like 45 minutes on stage.
Was that a 45 minutes?
45 minutes.
I was doing 45 minutes of mixing, green mate. Yeah, this is how you mix a live show. Sorry, go on.
Thank you.
That's all right. So you did 45 minutes.
So it's about, well, it was an hour thing. Yeah. I did about 45 minutes, and then at the end of it, it's kind of classic. Like, anybody got any questions? No one puts a hand up. And they go, all right, thank you very much. Good night, Vienna, and away you go. So everyone walks out, and I'm walking around this exhibition conference thing, looking at some of the exhibits, and obviously end up at the bar. Now, where would you not end up?
Exactly.
So I'm at the bar, and then there was a few people that came over to me and started asking me questions. So, like,
please,
why,
sir, can I ask
please,
you a question?
Please, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Please, Mr. Swallow.
In between sips of my beer, yeah.
And
it was at that point when
you thought you could make more friends for a clothing brand.
Funnily enough, it wasn't that long
oh,
after.
Oh, you could get invited to more of these conferences. No, okay, sorry, I interrupted.
You did.
Carry on.
No, but it was that idea. So, I got asked this, like, it was something really, really random, like...
Do you make T-shirts?
No. That's actually come quite recently. But the question was something a lot like the internal diffraction of a speaker cone, which is not...
In podcast two, I believe.
Yes.
Dave goes into more detail about the internal refraction of a pod cone.
Pod cone or a speaker
podcast.
Cone?
Podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, what is the internal refraction of a podcast? Who knows? But it was that... So I started answering the question. It's quite a geeky question to ask in the first place, and they were probably about, you know, late teens, early 20s, so they probably read it somewhere, and we're just trying to ask a little bit more about it.
Do you think somebody at the same time was sticking a piece of paper on your back that said "kick me"? Honestly, sir, could you just tell me about the internal refraction of the speaker cone? Yeah, no, yeah. Okay. If they were trying to get your attention in teens, that had been my first thought.
We didn't all go to your school.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, sorry, go on, carry on.
So they were talking about... It's just distracting me now. So we were talking about that, and then how... as I'm explaining the answer...
Did it take as long as this about you explaining? Okay.
Well, no, because they didn't keep interrupting me, you see.
Okay, sorry. They were a better behaviour teacher.
They were, yeah. Okay. As I'm talking to them, they were, you can see their eyes glazing over and not really kind of, it's not going in exactly, just like that. But they're all nodding away in absolute agreement. And it was that kind of thing where, like, you're completely agreeing with me. You have no follow-up questions. You completely understand everything.
I know how they feel.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought this would be a great T-shirt.
How does that make a T-shirt?
Ah, so it was this idea.
I had the follow-up question. Damn.
You had a follow-up question?
Damn it.
Yeah.
You tricked me there, didn't you?
But it was that idea of like a little bit like Star Trek, where, you know, you might have, like, your favourite T-shirt that's got loads of Klingon written all over it. And it was that idea that maybe one in 100,000 people might actually be able to read that T-shirt and get the joke. So you could be in town, in a city or whatever, walking around with this T-shirt on, and only you really know what it's about. And then someone walks past you and goes, "Oh, yeah, nice." And that was kind of the concept. It was just that, you know, being part of a club, being part of something that's just a little bit different, a little bit unique. That, you know, people can kind of get behind, you know, just in their own little thing. So that was the beginning of the concept of how it started. But then, as you know, that as a concept in itself isn't a particularly great way to launch a clothing line.
Yes, you're right. I've got an interesting story that's very similar. I was wearing a very cheap Cobra Kai T-shirt, which is the Kung Fu Club from Karate Kid.
Yeah.
And I was at the self-checkouts in Morrison's, and some kid came up to me and went, "Karate Kid."
Yeah.
Nobody else would have known.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And it's that.
I mean, I didn't really start a T-shirt brand off the back of that thing.
Yeah, but you didn't come up with... you weren't in Cobra Kai.
I can see where I made that mistake.
Yeah, yeah. See, I am the Cobra Kai.
So fast forward to now, you've got your brand up and running.
Yeah.
Have you kept to that original principle?
Well, basically, yes, in a way, but trying to make it more accessible. So the idea being that the designs themselves are good enough to stand out enough that they... are something that most people would like to... Well, I say most people, probably not everybody, of course. But, you know...
Well, I like to wear mine.
You like, and I like to wear mine.
When you tell me to wear it, because we're doing a podcast.
Yes, exactly.
Although that's not true. I did tell you to bring me one, because I was out drinking, you know.
That, yeah. And I brought it along, and what did you say?
Is it that much money? I'll take two.
Quality.
Yeah,
quality.
No, I said, thanks, mate. That's a great fit. That's a really nice feel. And sustainable.
And sustainable, too. So doing a little bit for the planet.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I went online and used a very accessible website to purchase it, quite simply, using a simple credit card transaction. And later on, when I woke up the next day in the T-shirt, I thought, it still kept this cut.
Yes, it has. It's good quality t-shirt.
I don't think I've worn it since that night, actually.
So what is the brand about, David? Valentine Swallow. Tell me the truth.
No one's called me Valentine since my father.
Well, that's your middle name, isn't it?
He wanted it to be my first name.
It should be. It was your first name, wasn't it? Valentine would be a great name. You'd be called Valine, wouldn't you? All right, Val.
Yeah, Swallow.
Val Swallow.
Valentino Swallow.
Valentine Swallow. I like it. It would have been great in the 16th century.
Would have been great in a blue movie too.
It's probably not. Let's try not to offend the younger viewers. So yeah, tell me about the brand.
So,
do your speech about what you want to talk about, and I'll try not to talk over it, but I'll try and look interested at the same time with this look.
I'll tell you what. What did you think? What did you think of the idea when I first came to you? Because you've known of this pretty much as long as I've had the idea.
Always, really. It's all right. You can ask it out loudly. It's all right. I'm all right for now. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, go on. I'll have another one. Thank you.
I'm just right in the background. I'm yeah. Sure. Yeah.
bless him.
What do I know about audio architects?
Well, so when I first came to you,
what did I think of it?
Yeah,
I thought you were completely insane, and I did. I did think that we're never going to make any money, and I didn't think that it would ever come to fruition. Although I liked the ideas, I liked the principle of what the design was going to be, and I still do. But then eventually, you started actually making some t-shirts, which I thought. But may look pretty good, actually.
Mm.
You know, I like them. I mean, I only ever saw them on you because you only had one of each piece.
That's right.
And then
so you start.
And then eventually, I got to the point where you were actually taking it serious as a business. And then obviously, I came on and helped you turn it into what it is now.
Yeah.
Still floundering.
Still floundering. Yeah. So still trying to swim.
Fledgling.
Yeah.
Did I mean fledgling or floundering? No. No, I think it's I like it. I like everything about it.
Because one of the things that I really wanted to try and do was create something that, it was in a way it was a bit like streetwear for adults.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
So not something that is, I mean, like streetwear in itself, like that, it's cool. But I'm now too old to wear.
Yeah.
Well,
here's the thing.
Like harsh, brash.
Is the thing
stuff that they do.
I don't understand fashion obviously anymore because I'm too old.
Mm.
You, Valentine, on the other hand, are a lot younger than me.
That's
still
true.
Got your finger on the pulse.
A pulse.
Yes.
It's so, slowing down.
So, you know, Stussy, Carhartt, do they still exist? Are they still streetwear?
They do, yeah.
I mean, I do like wearing my Vans trainers.
Yeah.
And I consider them a streetwear.
Yeah, yeah.
So where do you fit into that then?
Well, so obviously, like trying to design, because design was something that I've always actually really been quite passionate about. So, and visual, bizarrely, for a sound engineer, I've always been quite visual. So, thinking about a lot of, I think about sound in a very visual way. Hence, the art of mixing a show, actually.
Yep.
So. Always kind of comparing like one thing to another.
Thanks, mate.
So, you're always comparing like sound to a visual. So that kind of idea, I suppose, has kind of stuck with me for quite some time. And the design element of what we were trying to do with the brand was about just trying to create some quite simple, eye-catching designs that, that look quite unique. So, yeah. You know, your 8-track t-shirt that you've got on there.
But I'm old enough to remember an 8-track.
Well, but no one's old enough to remember a phonograph.
No, true.
So, you know, and that was our that was the first one that
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. What I'm saying is that the kids these days will like be like, "Who is that? What?"
And actually, and that's
a piece of magnetic tape.
And actually, that's why it works quite well, because it's quite a unique design. It's quite different in a way. Actually, it kind of looks a little bit like, you know, the Iron Man heart. You know, just the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just the way it's.
Yeah, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
I'm just getting a call now. Disney, Marvel Universe, yeah, they'd like their design back.
Oh, thanks.
You're okay.
Mm.
Yeah, it does, but I know what you mean.
So you start seeing a lot of people, actually, as you're walking down the street. Well, I've noticed quite a lot of people look at it. I was at Rock Am Ring a little while ago with the bloody beetroots, as
I know
you
the story.
Know. Yeah.
I know what you're going to say as well. Like, you're going, hang on a minute. Everybody, have you got your hard hats on, high-vis jackets? Yeah, because it's coming in. Drop it. Go on, drop it now. Go on, drop it. Here it comes. Here it comes.
But like Iron Man. Yeah.
Who is it? Who is it that said that he really likes your T-shirt?
Taylor Hawkins.
I'm sorry, who?
Taylor Hawkins.
Say it again.
Yeah, who?
And which band is he currently performing with?
Hang on, I can't remember. I think...
Is it the Foo Fighters?
Flo Feeters?
No, it's the Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters,
yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he was on a BMX and he drove past you and he went, hey. And then you'd made the rest of that story up, didn't you? No, what did he say?
Yeah, totally. No, he's like, cool shit, man. And that was that was it. And so, if you could get like catching people's eye like that, I mean, he was on a BMX.
Yeah.
The last thing he's thinking about is like, you know, what someone else is wearing.
You should have taken your T-shirt straight off and thrown it at him.
Well, he was on a BMX.
No,
I was only on.
You,
I was
you
only
should
on
run
foot.
After him, like top off. Just go and have it. Just take it.
Have it.
And he'd have been cycling faster and faster because he'd be thinking, "Why is this naked man chasing me backstage?"
Exactly.
For the second time today. all right then. So tell me about the design for your logo.
This one.
Yeah. Well, where does Audio Architect Apparel come from?
The name originally. So
we like it. We definitely like it.
Good. I'm glad. I do too.
When I use we, I use like the general populace. We all like it. It's a good name.
Great name.
It is a great name.
Yeah.
Because having been in bands, there's nothing harder than trying to find a name for a band. Hence, I would imagine it's just as hard finding a name for a brand.
I seem to have been pretty good at naming things throughout my life. I don't know why.
Unlike your father, who called you Valentine.
Well, you know, I've got to make up for his mistakes, isn't I? I've ended up like naming like loads of our pets throughout my life. All came from me.
Yeah.
The latest one, Betty.
One being
Betty
a child as well.
One being a child. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Slash pet. It depends how you look at it.
Yeah,
in and amongst all the other ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I named all these pets. Oh, yeah, and I've got a child that I forgot to name. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't forget to name him.
No, you forgot to name that he was a child, that you was not in the pets, but you did name him. I get you. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
We can edit that one out in the mix as well. Go on, then. So you came up with Audio Architect Apparel.
The logo was actually kind of... Like, the thing with any logo is that it kind of has to incorporate the brand.
The name, yes.
And the name. Not necessarily, because you've got Nike with the tick, and
print.
You can take the Nike away, and it's still the same thing. So, but you know, it is that kind of whole concept. So, Audio Architect Apparel as the brand mark. It's that play on the AAA, which is also the play on Access All Areas.
Yep.
But the logo itself is also a sawtooth sound wave. Not this. This is our graffiti tag.
No, but still, so it still demonstrates
the whole thing. And then at the end of it, it's It's an XLR.
It is. So my assumption was it was all actually an XLR made into the shape of a sawtooth sound wave.
Well, that's it. That's entirely what it is.
Did I describe it better than you then?
Yeah, well, you know, that's why you're here.
Operations director / comedian.
Robin.
Yeah, what? Oh, no. Yeah, okay. I'll take it. Fighting crimes against music and magazines.
You know, what I was trying to do was create something that was actually maybe far more intellectual than it should be. Because, you know, everything...
No, I think that's a fair comment. If I was looking in from the other side, I'd say, knowing you as I do,
yeah,
it's way too intellectual. And yet, on the flip side, it looks really good. So you don't have to be an intellectual to understand it. If you like style and you like being an intellectual nerd, you get double the thrill.
Exactly.
I only get one of the thrills, and it ain't from the nerd side. But I do like the design.
But also, I suppose, in a way, they're kind of... A lot of the pieces end up being conversational pieces. So I was in America with Erasure.
Yes.
As you are.
Yeah,
no. As you do.
Yeah, yeah. The wonderful Erasure.
The wonderful Erasure, yeah. And in a bar with Andy, and... got the t-shirt on, and he's like, "What's that on your t-shirt?" Because it was supposed to look like a date in a way.
Yes, you know what you mean.
You know, you see quite a lot of t-shirts with like a date written on the front. So it was supposed to be something a bit like that, and I wanted to just try and make it look.
You wanted to be innocuous, didn't you? But
very.
To the right person, they would know.
But it's like really, really obscure. So he's like, what the hell does that mean? I said, oh, it's the speed of sound.
Yeah.
In meters per
second. I mean, I knew that.
In meters per second. So in America, meters per second is like, what?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's much easier to do the math, or is it maths?
Well, if we do a math, can you do it in math and a maths, and we just edit it for whichever region you're sending this out to? And then we can also do the Spanish one, okay.
What's math in Spanish? Mathos.
Duolingo. Let me just get Duolingo on. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's the only answer. Well, I am trying to learn Spanish.
And how's that? And how's Spanish going?
Well, I've got 6 months before I go to Mexico.
Nice.
And I know that Pepino is children. El Niño.
That's like sun. A storm, isn't it?
No,
it's sun. El Nino. El Niño.
I don't know. Anyway, let's get off my Spanish.
Yes.
Go on to it, yeah.
Okay.
So do the maths. Easy to do the maths.
It's easier to do the maths in metres per second.
Correct.
Yeah. So that was...
344. 343.
343.2, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But obviously...
Did you do one with pi?
No, not yet.
Is that somebody else I'm working with? Did you do one in binary that told you to fuck off or something like that?
Yeah, he says fuck, but in binary.
Yeah.
So I thought
it's a pretty good indicator of like where you're going with this.
I thought that was kind of quite cool actually.
Yeah.
The fact that you can have it in big writing on the front of your t-shirt
but unless
in a foreign language.
Unless you get a nerdy copper who walks along going, hang on a minute, I'll do a bit of programming late at night. You can take that fucking t-shirt off. Here's an £80 fine.
But actually, I think really the only people that would ever be, I say people, the only things that would ever be offended by that might be a robot walking past you. So it's a t-shirt for the future.
Sounds very Futurama. How do you think this podcast is going?
I have absolutely no idea.
I think it's all right.
I'm just trying to...
If you call the comedy out and just like go with the boring bits, then I think it'll fall on its ass.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to edit this somewhat.
I think you should keep the kind of, again, the chaotic nature of it.
Well, you know, hopefully, like, we could hone this down and actually...
No, I think this is as good as it's ever going to get. I can't see it be any better. I mean, I definitely think you should book this table for next Thursday.
Yeah.
When we do podcast 2.
Yeah.
And I can see us in about a year's time going, fuck me, we're on like podcast 46.
So what are you going to do when I go to, you know, when I go out with Alison?
Eh?
Oh, did I not tell you I got a tour?
Who?
Alison
De Moyer.
De Moyer, yeah.
When are you going out with her?
Middle of January, actually. Well, 11th,
right. I leave. Where?
Europe and then the UK, with Tears for Fears, actually.
Well, I'll see you on the tour then, won't I?
Oops. Well, what are you playing for Tears for Fears?
I'm playing, I want to see both of them.
What? Oh, you want to see, but I thought, oh. You hadn't got the gig.
David, I gave up that long time ago when I cut the hair. we're definitely going on that then.
Yeah.
Manchester. That was a good gig.
Are we doing Manchester? Oh, yeah. the Erasure one? Yeah, the Erasure one was good.
Yeah, so what are you going to...
I don't know.
Well, can you get the fucking dates on it then, please? Because me and the missus need to get it booked in the diary.
Of course. I mean, we're coming to Leeds.
Oh, even better.
Is it? Really?
Yeah, because it's easier. I'd still stay over, probably.
What, in Leeds?
Yeah. Because you want to get out. I mean, that Wendy, I got that drunk after Erasure. I literally...
You did. You got pretty...
I was quite ill.
Pretty sozzled, yeah.
I was literally, like, spent half the night puking. It was a lovely romantic night for me and the missus.
Yeah, you came on the tour bus and everything. You met everyone.
The tour bus was brilliant, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Vince's clothes locker. Vince's dressing room,
yeah.
Anyway, we've got enough peace, don't we?
Well, no, it's all part of the brand.
Well, it was remarkable.
Good.
3 years, 4 years down the line, where are you at with the brand? Where are you at?
Well, I suppose it was a hobby for quite some time, obviously. Mm-hmm. With obviously, like, being on tour and various different things like that. So... You know, really, in the last kind of 6 months or so, I've kind of actually just started thinking about it as a business. So, you know, so we've now just signed an agent in Europe. So we've got coming on board very soon. We've got retail spaces in Germany, Poland, Austria, Switzerland, which is exciting. Got a couple of trade shows going on out there. And just kind of building up the following in the UK, and you know, we've had it's been a pretty good festive season so far. I have noticed quite a few mothers and fathers buying presents for their children who used to be my students.
At the seminar.
Well, I used to teach sound at, you know, places, and so you
how vague is that? And so I used to teach at places. I can't talk about them.
Well I don't know if I can.
Were you in Basildon?
No, it wasn't in Basildon.
Prison?
Mainly prison.
Mainly,
yeah.
Prisons.
Purgatory, actually.
Okay, so you can't talk about. So you've done sound in places that you can't talk about.
Well, no,
you've taught sound.
I've taught sound, yes.
Yeah, so in places you can't talk about.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
I haven't asked permission.
There's only two of us literally talking about it. So, I mean, who do you think is going to turn around and go, actually, no, it's a bit weird. Why would you talk about when you taught a sound in Leeds?
Well, so...
In you,
well, all right.
Okay,
so.
talk counties. Oh my God, he's so secretive about this. Nobody is going to literally go, actually, do you know what? I'm closing this podcast down because you guys have touched on that when Dave came to teach us sound in inverted commas, a city. And also, if it was so secretive, what the fuck were you teaching him? How to blow shit up with, like, fucking sound waves?
Damn right, yeah.
That's what it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. Brown note.
Doesn't exist.
How do you know?
Because it's a fucking myth of stupidity. The proportions of stupidity. The proportions of stupidity associated with it. I mean, like, I can understand that if you sat on, like, you know, like, I don't know, some kind of steam liner and it pours its horn and you start right next to it and the vibration. But it's not like there's a note. Where are you going to play it? Like play it on my phone. Play that note on my phone. Oh, I've shit myself. Ain't going to happen, is it? Never going to happen.
Well, true story, right? When I was working with Goldie Looking Chain, we were doing some festival somewhere, and we, me and the other sound guy, Pablo, went into a tent where the tent that we're performing in, and there was a lot of bass.
Yeah.
And he's just like, sorry, I've got to go.
Fair point.
Now, you know.
But that isn't a note.
Well, how do you... You weren't there. It could have been.
No, but it wouldn't be, would it? David, you're an expert in this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you can send a number of different notes at low frequencies and cause all sorts of upset. You can't go, do you know what? On my keyboard... On my keyboard, I'm going to press the note. It's the brown note. Oh, shit myself. It doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen, does it? If you strapped a bunch of speakers to yourself and, like, turned the dial up to 10 and then, like, went octave down 4 and then pressed, I don't know, F, and just went... It might go, oh, dear, oh, that's cleaned the colon. I don't know. The brown note.
Government secret weapon.
Fuck me, it's fucking...
It's sonic warfare.
It's stupid.
Well, imagine
it's
that.
It's stupid,
you know,
secret weapon.
You've got an army marching. Why do you think they're so worried about...
This doesn't exist, Dave, so don't even start going down this route. Park it, leave it.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I've shown my disregard for it. There's no saving it.
Fair enough.
Well, that was the end of our podcast. Thanks very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. And hopefully next week we'll be back with a bit more of our stupid thoughts on the world and fashion.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening. Good night.